The state authority that oversees the Hines Convention Center is moving forward with a plan to sell the Back Bay event space. WBUR's Adrian Ma explains the reason behind the move and why some area business owners are concerned.
Sarah Seaton was at the Hines this week for a marketing conference. She says she does these professional trips a few times a year, so she's seen her share of convention centers.
On a scale of like 1 to 5, where would you put the Hines?
I think this is about a 4, a little above average.
She says it was pretty easy to navigate and super clean, but the decor was a little dated.
It's not modern. It feels very like 1990s Boston.
It's interesting you say that, because I think the last time they renovated it was in 1988.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it's probably modern in the 80s.
And that right there is one of the big reasons why the board of the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority voted to put the property up for sale. David Gibbons is the authority's executive director. He says moving events in and out of the space is also a problem.
Trying to operate what in effect is an industrial building in the middle of a very elegant neighborhood is very, very difficult.
And very expensive. The authority estimates that just maintaining the Hines the way it is would cost about $200 million over the next decade. He says that's money better spent upgrading the authority's other convention center over in the Seaport District. The Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, or BCEC for short.
You walk in the main hall and it's sort of a bright, airy space with really high ceilings. It kind of feels like an international airport terminal.
Under the plan approved by the board, this place would get a $500 million expansion, paid for in part with proceeds from selling the Hines. Supporters say it's a fiscally responsible way to up Boston's appeal as a convention destination. Still, not everyone is well sold on the idea of getting rid of a venue that brings thousands of visitors to the Back Bay every year.
As long as I've been around and my business is hitting 25 years, we've benefited from conventions at the Hines Convention Center.
Cindy Brown is CEO of Boston Duck Tours and a member of the Convention Authority Board.
They often come in before a convention, they stay at the hotels, they take a duck tour, they eat at the restaurants, they shop in the malls, so there's a lot of economic impact.
Any sale would have to be authorized by state lawmakers. But if it does happen, Brown says she hopes any new developments would include meeting or event space. You know, something to draw out-of-towners. Otherwise, nearby restaurants, retail, and hotels are likely to take a financial hit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.